Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our study of Titus chapter 2, we were taught that we need to be as serious about our accountability to God as we would be about asking someone to marry us. Let's continue with that lesson today.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
Some get caught up with sensual thing. They're sinful, sensual, and they aren't things that should be associated with a Christian. So what happens? Well, they get caught up in it, becomes a part of their thinking, a part of their mind, and they defiled the marriage bed. Oh, I had a dream about this guy, the lady says. Oh, and he is so nice, so kind. Oh, he's so wonderful to me. And yet, when the trouble hits, he's not there for you, is he? So again, you're looking at all of this, you're saying, what's going on here? What's going on here? Because these are things about young men. Young men need to be exhorted to be sober-minded in all things, showing themselves a pattern of good works, in doctrine, showing uncorruptness, gravity, sincerity, sound speech that cannot be condemned, that he that is of the contrary part may be ashamed, having no evil thing to say of you. So your behavior, if it becomes holiness, there'll be no thing there for those of the contrary part to say evil of you. Now, some people will make false accusation. They will make false accusation. I'm a pastor, been pastoring for well over 50 years now, preaching the word. So, you say, what about that? Let me say it this way. I've known false accusation throughout ministry. Sometimes it's come from friends I love, care for. And I've just had, how can you say that? But they imagine it. Maybe somebody said something to them about it. I don't know. But whatever it is, it's a problem. It's come up. And the good works. Something happened. The pattern of good works. Don't miss out on this. Is there going to be careful? You must realize the pattern of good works. That word works comes from the Greek word, as we said, kalos. So again, he's got to be constitutionally good, but in doing that, it's got to affect all areas of his life, not just when he's at church, not just when he's here or there. It's got to be that is behavior that becometh holiness. Now, yes, you'll have people that will say things to others, and they'll say, oh, that's got to be the truth. Actually, from the Latin word gravity, the usage here spoke of seriousness, corrupting the word of God, making an all-holy God to have a will to choose men to be sinners to a point that they continue so that they don't repent. As if God's behind them, getting them into all of that so that they won't repent. That is the exact opposite of an all-holy God. Calvinism is the exact opposite of an all-holy God. Actually, it's blasphemy. And by the way, my Lord is holy, and an all-holy God did not create anybody to sin. He did not, as a matter of fact, he doesn't have any pleasure in the death of the wicked. He says, turn ye, turn ye. But evidently God lied there, if you believe the Calvinists, because Calvinist says, yeah, some are predestined to go to hell. See, there are perhaps a lot of Calvinists that would agree with me on this contemporary movement. Well, it goes against the holiness of God. So does your Calvinism. It's charging God with creating men to be filthy, to be sinners. Again, we see at the end of verse 7, gravity and sincerity. When one thinks of doctrine being associated in a pattern of good works in doctrine, we're seeing faith in action, for example, witnessing, this is taught throughout the Word of God, throughout the New Testament. This is a doctrine. Witnessing is a behavior that becometh holiness. This young man, in his witness, will not allow speech, dress, actions, the thing that betrays the doctrine of holiness. So in his doctrine, he is a holy example of faith, serving within the boundaries of God's word, being holy and acceptable unto God, realizing that that can be the greatest witness that he could have, that would help people to say, you know what? That is a saved person. That is what I need. See, that light is what you and I need to be. We have been called to be a light. God wants you to be a light. Will you be that light for him? I'm going to, at this point, close this part out, and yet we'll be coming back to it here. Because I've seen that so often young men are having a war. Young ladies are having a war. In both cases, the world's taught them something different from what the Bible's taught. And their peer groups are strongly urging them other ways. The TV, the social media, something has gone the way of the world, away from God, and yet trying to make them sound like, well, you're all right. You're okay. You can do this. Oh, the destruction of the lives. My friend, let me just encourage you today. Be ye holy, for the Lord our God is holy. I want to close this part by saying, aged men, aged ladies, you have responsibility to teach the younger and to be an example of these things. All of us want to be liked and accepted. But decide right now that you're not going to be liked and accepted at the expense of the holiness of God, of his righteousness and true holiness. In order to be liked, to be exalted of men, oh, let me tell you something. That is so short-lived and does not sustain in the trials of life. You see, turning to the world, one day you may have a child, you may have a spouse, you may have someone that is at death's door. And one of the most important things is going to be whether or not you have power with God. And your push to be liked by the world, or your push to fulfill these desires, to get these numbers, to get whatever, may be the very thing that hinders your prayer and allows your child, your spouse, to die because you did not have power with God. You say, that's pretty tough. That's pretty hard speaking. I was telling it as it is, and the truth a lot of times is hard. My friend, God is the one who loves your soul. If you'll separate from this world and separate into righteousness, be his witness, serve him, be faithful to his house, be faithful to the word, seek to meditate in his word, to read his word, and live by his word. He will use you, and he will meet the needs of your heart, though the world about you oppose you and attack you. Find that your most important fulfillment comes from your walk with God and his Spirit, infilling you with his peace and the faith to know it is well with my soul. I want to pray a prayer, and the prayer that I'm going to pray is just a prayer, if you wouldn't mean it, but Christian, I want you to listen, because it's important. Very important for you to understand. It's very important for you to pick up. But I hope that you will. Father, we've been looking here, Lord, how young ladies are to be sober and to love their husbands and to be discreet, chaste. These young mothers to be keepers at home and good and obedient to their own husbands. That the word of God be not blasphemed. But the young men, they must be sober-minded. They must realize that there's an accountability before God to be a pattern of good works. In doctrine, showing uncorruptness, not corrupting the doctrines of God and making them turn into tremendous lasciviousness. All gravity and sincerity, Lord, and sound speech that can't be condemned as unholy, so that those people that are the contrary part may be ashamed. So, Father, I pray you'd work in hearts through this, Lord. And Father, maybe there's a parent, maybe there's a man or woman out there just listening, saying, you know what, having listened to these over the last several days, I want to be a believer in Christ that influences the younger men, the younger ladies, and my fellow brothers and sisters in Christ, my own level, to be holy and acceptable unto God, rightly dividing the word of truth, walking in righteousness and true holiness, a pattern of good works. Lord, help me to be that person in Jesus' name. If you just prayed that and you just meant it, God spoke to your heart today or through these last few days, I trust that you'll write us and let us know. Well, I want to thank you for listening to The Lamp and Light today. Please ask your friends to listen, because that's how the lamp and light grows. My friend, please allow the lamp of God's word to be the light that you follow today.
It's true. We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on his firm foundation.